The revealing skit featured Sheridan in an empty Eagles locker room wearing nothing but a towel. In character as Edie Britt, the blonde vixen on ABC's soap Desperate Housewives, Sheridan seductively asks Owens to skip the game and work her out instead. But when Owens declines her advances, the housewife's hottie unleashes the big guns. She unveils her assets, drops the towel, and exposes a bare back. Teal makes the audible and executes the play. "Aw, hell," he says. "The team is going to have to win this one without me." Then Sheridan, seemingly naked, leaps into his arms. The sexed up opening was intended to fuel ratings, but it fueled a storm of criticism instead. The FCC said it received 50,000 angry calls and emails. ABC issued a public apology. NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue denounced the incident as inappropriate, tasteless, and completely unsuitable for the audience. But what exactly was so unsuitable? Surely it's not the partial nudity. Football fans have seen far more scandalous things on the sidelines. These days you can catch most NFL cheerleaders in midriff-bearing halter tops and micro-minis. But that's tame. Just surf the web and catch a glimpse of team-sponsored calendars. The Eagles website sells one with cheerleaders in lingerie. On the cover you can see a buxom cheerleader topless and pressed up against a wall, serving up an ample cup of side cleavage. Let's be real. In a testosterone-driven league whose targeted viewers are men ages 19 to 49, sex sells. The TV ads are proof of it. If you're gonna hawk Miller Lite, why not have two models argue over whether the beer tastes great or is less filling? Then have them get into a catfight and tear each other's clothes off? Nothing says buy the brew like babes in bras and panties. Except, of course, those half-naked Coors Light twins. Or should I say twins? Critics of Monday night's towel-dropping incident say it's not what was shown, but what was insinuated. Ah, if only the erectile dysfunction commercials would leave a little more to the imagination. 4-hour erection? Yeah, I think we're calling the doctor. Thanks for the heads up, Levitra and Cialis. Perhaps the person or entity who really dropped the ball is the person who cast Terrell Owens in the role of leading man. Not because, as Indianapolis coach Tony Dungy suggests, he's a black man, but because he's cocky, selfish, and self-promoting. A showboat who fans love to hate. Number 81's prowess on the field is eclipsed only by his antics after a score, taunting a Dallas crowd, celebrating on the star in Texas Stadium, whipping out a Sharpie and autographing a ball. None of that endears you to fans. Most people prefer the humble, hardworking athlete to the arrogant, self-serving jock. So maybe ABC should have held out for this Monday's matchup between the Rams and the Packers in Green Bay. The saucy housewife star could have made the Lambo leap onto the NFL's favorite son. Do you really think there would be the same uproar if lovable quarterback Brett Favre hit the sack with Sheridan instead of taking the sack on the field? You make the call.